Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of Harvest! Wizards of Weed! Cotton Conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow Bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
It's a massive deal that's been agreed to by the governor, by the Speaker of the House, Charles McCall, by the Speaker pro tem, Greg Treat, in the Senate. $625 million comprehensive package, all told. Oklahoma Farm Bureau says they're very thankful rural Oklahoma was so thoughtfully considered throughout the negotiations and excited about the additional support our rural schools will be receiving. American Farmers and Ranchers, meanwhile, says that their policy, developed and voted on by AFR member delegates, strongly opposes vouchers or tax credits. However, they support several of the positives for public schools in this education plan, including an increase in funding, teacher pay raises, and a significant allowance for school safety. Crop progress numbers. We'll start with hard red winter wheat first of all. 1 point decline in the condition of the Kansas wheat crop to 10%. Good to excellent shape. That's off 1 point from a week ago. The number on the poor to very poor category is 68%. That's unchanged from a week ago. That's the one of the worst in the country. Meanwhile, Oklahoma comes in at 11%. Good to excellent shape. Up 4 points from a week ago. Down 13 points on the poor to very poor rating of 51%. Texas at 20% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Spring planted crops. We've got the corn crop now 65% planted nationally. That's up 6 points from the 5-year average. The I states include Illinois now 84% planted. That's 21 points ahead of their 5-year average. 86% of the Iowa crop now planted, 14 points ahead of their 5-year average. Our friends in Missouri now 96% planted on their corn crop, 23 points ahead of their 5-year average. Soybeans, right at 50% now planted, 49% to be exact. That's up 13 points from the 5-year average. Most notably, 77% of Illinois soybeans now planted, 32 points ahead of their 5-year average. And Missouri, road gear on beans like they are on corn, 62% now planted, 38 points ahead of their 5-year average. Cotton crop, 35% planted. Looks like Oklahoma, 16% planted. That's down 1 point from the 5-year average. 30% of Texas now planted, off 2 points from their 5-year average. 28% of the grain sorghum crop now planted. That's even with their 5-year average. We've got Kansas, 7%. Oklahoma, 23% now planted. And 76% of the Texas sorghum crop now in the ground. It's the first day of traveling on the Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop Tour, starting in Manhattan, moving out to Colby, Kansas by this evening for day one. You've got farm news on Ron.
A busy summer ahead at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, including their 2023 Sporting Clay Shoot on June 23rd at Cedar Gate in Kingfisher.
July 21st and 22nd, you'll want to be at the Embassy Suites in Norman for the 71st Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show.
And the OCA asks you to save the date for the 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 18th and 19th, happening once again at the Lazy E Arena. More details on these events and more about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association available at okcattlemen.org.
And that's the latest on our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.